This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Abhishek Ohayon was born in France to a North African Jewish family, raised in the UK, and now lives in Helsinki, Finland, where she is the Jewish Program Director, teaching Hebrew and Jewish studies, running community programs, and spearheading initiatives like the community's first collaborative women's Megillah reading. I'm delighted to have her as my guest now to tell me more. Abhishek, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Cherise. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Abhishek, our weather outside is a bit miz and cold. What's it like in Helsinki?
Definitely matching. I think we're a matching set this week. It's pretty grey. We've had a few days where spring is trying to make an appearance. Last year, it snowed on the first night of Pesach, and we walked home from our community seder in the snow. So I'm hopeful, but I'm not, you know, no cigar.
Because I think the first thing I think of when I think of Finland is it's cold.
So it's absolutely freezing. In Celsius, we get to minus 19, minus 20 in the winter. It didn't get so cold this winter. Hashtag blessed. But I will say that the Helsinki summers are, I think, just really delightful. Maybe my favorite thing about Finland is these gorgeous summer days that go on forever. They're pretty mild. Like, it's shorts and t-shirt, but it's not like
hot.
Can I take my skin off?
Yeah.
You know, it's...
It's not sweltering. So, it's pleasant.
Not sweltering. It's just lovely. It's really lovely. And the days last forever. So as long as you don't need to sleep, you can really enjoy it basically all night.
What brought you to Helsinki?
So I like to say that I followed my love. My husband is an Assyriologist, and there was a postdoc project here. And it was just this very funny thing that he got it, and 6 weeks later we'd packed up our family, our four girls, we'd enrolled them in the Jewish school, and we landed. And it was a really just an unexpected turn that has been wonderful for our family.
Is Helsinki recruiting Jewish people to join the community?
Not actively, but I will say it's a fantastic place to come and be Jewish. We're definitely recruiting for my job, because actually our family is relocating to Madrid this summer, and so my position is open. And I think if someone is looking for a Jewish community, which is very small, where every person really matters, really can make an impact, where the streets are safe and school is free, then you know, Helsinki's got it.
Let's start with the history of the Jewish community in Helsinki. And it goes back to the time when it was still under Russian control. And I think the first the Jews were Russian soldiers.
That's right. So these are the Cantonist Jews. So we're talking 150 years ago, give or take. And like you said, Finland was this autonomous Grand Duchy under Russian rule. And the community was founded by Cantonist soldiers. So these were Jewish boys who had been conscripted into the Russian army. And after 25 years of forced service, they were discharged and they were allowed to settle in the places they had served. And so suddenly we had Jewish people choosing to settle in Helsinki. And even though they were allowed to remain, they had to apply for not a visa, but like a permit every 6 months to remain here. And they did, and they founded a community. And there are people today who say, yes, I've got a desk in my drawer and all my ancestors' permits are still in there from when they had applied to remain.
It's incredible history. And also it's like a confusing history, because Finland has belonged to so many different people, and every time it influences the character of the community. Shall we talk about Sweden?
A bit. Let's talk about Sweden a bit.
Because I think Swedish Jews and, yeah, am I right? Well, we can just go over this. But
So there's a really large Swedish-speaking part of the community. And certainly for a long time, Swedish was the language of the elite, right? So in the same way that in in different times in history, French was the language. And nowadays, we all want our kids to speak English. I mean, obviously, our kids speak English, but around the world, people want their kids to speak English. There was very much a sense that, like, this was the language of trade, and this was the language of business, and this is the language of success. And definitely, people want their kids to speak Swedish. And that is still true today. Like, it's a conversation we are still having, is which languages should we prioritize? And actually, the Jewish school was Swedish speaking until, I don't have the exact date, but I want to say the 50s or 60s, that it was mainly a Swedish language school. So there's definitely a huge part of that here.
During the Holocaust, what happened to the Jews in Finland?
This is a really weird and interesting, and I think maybe for some people confronting, bit of the Jewish history of Helsinki. During World War II, Finland allied with Germany against Russia, right? Russia's right on the doorstep. It was a very immediate threat. And so we had this weird situation of Jewish soldiers fighting on the German side. There's actually three Finnish Jewish officers who were nominated to receive an Iron Cross and who refused to accept them because they said that their heroism was in honor of their loyalty to Finland and not to the Nazi regime. There's a story that goes that one of them showed up, checked the medal was there, and then didn't accept it.
Wow. Yeah. It's one of those really complicated historical, you know, things that just happened. What happened to the Jewish community in Finland during the Holocaust?
So this is also an interesting piece of history where there, Finland likes to, or the framing is that there were no Finnish citizens who were Jewish who were deported. However, there were 8 Jewish refugees who were handed over to the Gestapo by the Finnish authorities, who died at Auschwitz, except for one who survived. However, there was really widespread outrage in the Finnish media and in the public. And after those initial 8, there were no more deportations. And we actually still have a memorial every year on November 6th at this place called Tati Torininmäki Park, where there is a memorial to the 8. And it's an event which today, like even today, is getting bigger every year. There's a very, very large diplomatic presence. You know, ambassadors from many, many countries show up. We have ambassadors who speak, local politicians who speak, and it's become this event where everyone can stand together against anti-Semitism. Not just, I think everyone likes to compare things to the Holocaust, but there's really a conversation around the early stages, not the big thing, by which point we missed all the warning signs, right? But we're talking about what's it like when it's beginning? What are the early things, and what are we standing against right now? The hate that we see right now, and it's actually we have 2 relatives of this one survivor who fly in from America and Israel to speak at the event, and it's really an incredibly moving moment in the Helsinki calendar.
I mean, you talk about the event becoming bigger and bigger. What is the sentiment? I mean, I think there are like less than 2,000 Jews in the whole of Finland. Most of them are in Helsinki. I imagine that's like less than 0% of the population. How is the community protected today?
So we have, you know, like a really wonderful, our head of security is incredibly, is incredible, works very hard. I know we are in really close relationship with the authorities. When there's big events, we have a police presence outside. I will say that day to day, compared to many places around Europe and maybe America and maybe South Africa, I think people here can compare and feel pretty safe walking around the streets. I have worn my Magen David in public, obviously under a coat in the winter, but in public ever since October 7th, and I have not had any issues. which I think is a blessing for 2025, but we're all on the internet, so we see it anyway.
And just out of interest, what language do your children learn at the Jewish day school?
So the school is in Finnish, and Finland has two official languages, Finnish and Swedish. But I will say that I do most of my work in English, and our first friends when we arrived were Hungarian. And Helsinki is this really fascinating mix. So there's the families who descend from the Cantonists that we opened our conversation with. But there's also many people who have come to Finland and made a home here from mostly from different parts of Europe. There's also a growing number of Israelis. And our community is very much in this space of, you know, how do we provide the different kinds of community that different kinds of Jews are looking for? And we're not looking to split, right? We're not looking to say, here's the Israeli community and here's the, like, you have your event and you have your event. Like, we're really looking to say, how can this place be a home for everyone? And just like a family, like in a family, you have to make space for one another, and you don't always agree with your uncles around the table, but you're at the same table, and that's what this community is.
What is Finland's relationship with Israel?
So I would say that overall, this is a really Zionist community. We have a really, you know, like, people give. There's a GAN that the Wietzo supports. There's a big KKL dinner. That's a big fundraiser. Like, the community really, really cares about Israel. There was a time, I think around the 70s, where a lot of people made Aliyah, and they're still kind of remembered. Like, that's the generation that all made Aliyah. And it's really funny, because then there are some who are some who have come back, like the kids, the grandkids of this generation, who are like, well, yeah, you know, my family is from Finland, but I'm Israeli, but I speak Finnish. Like, it's a funny. Like, it's just a funny story to me, because when people, you know, it's such a small community that if there's any kind of group that does a thing, the whole community feels it.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at the school and how you've been received and the kind of things that make the community, excite the community and yourself.
So the week I arrived, I was so tired, and so everything was such a rush, and I was so tired, and I was like, my head was all in different boxes. And I was invited to a community dinner, and it was like, come tomorrow for the community dinner. And I thought, what kind of community dinner has a Shabbat dinner on a Thursday night? It must be so people can come from far away and not like take a car. Friends, it was not planned for Thursday night. It was planned for Friday night, like a regular Shabbat dinner. And I was so, I was so in my packing. So anyway, it actually was a Friday night dinner. It was so beautiful because the whole community came together. And on the Sunday, there was this incredible meeting of show up and see, like, what do you want to bring to the community? What events would you want to see that aren't happening yet? What clubs do you want to see that aren't happening yet? And there's this this incredible energy that received us literally this very first weekend that we'd arrived. I remember we'd come from Holland, and our washing machine didn't connect, and the president of the community was on the phone to me welcoming us, and I was like, by the way, do you know someone who could help with the washing machine? And he sent someone immediately. It was such, I felt so warmly received, so held, and so immediately integrated, and it was an incredible experience. And then when I first moved, I'd called the Chabad family, and I was like, well, you know, we're coming with our kids. And they straight away were like, yep, the Jewish school. And I thought, oh, a community where the community and Chabad are like working together. And it's true. Like, we don't, there isn't this strong angst. It's really we're collaborating to bring as much Jewish life to as many Jewish people as possible. And it's really a very inspiring place to be doing this work.
And you are off to Spain.
And we are off to Spain.
How does that feel?
I feel really, that's a really big question. I obviously, you know, we say one door closes, one door opens. I have invested a lot of time and energy in Helsinki. And I think when you've planted seeds and you see growth, it's really, like, you want to see the tree, right? You want to see this over 10, 20, 30 years and see, like, where is it going to go? What's this project going to become? I think every year that I've been in Helsinki, I've had, like, a different project that I've put the most energy to. And it's difficult not to see it come to fruition.
How long have you been there?
Excited for new adventures.
How long have you been in Helsinki?
I've been there 3.5 years. I started out in the school helping. The school was doing a project to update the Jewish studies curriculum, and I kind of came in at the end of the project as a kind of to help finish the work. And then I moved into the Jewish program director role. So that Shabbat dinner I mentioned, from being this ad hoc thing, I've turned them into a really regular, like every single month in our community there is a meal, except for the summer when no one is here. Helsinki is empty in July, but otherwise every month there is a chance for our community to get together. So whether it's the Pesach Seder, Rosh Hashanah Seder, we have soup in the Sukkah after every single service of Sukkot. The community can come together and have soup and bread and dips in the Sukkah and have a meal together. So turning these from like a thing that sometimes happens to like a really regular event people look forward to. And you don't have to be firm, like you don't have to be someone who comes to shul all the time to come and have dinner and sing Shalom Aleichem and sing Zmirot after your meal. And it's really grown. We have teens who show up and they're banging on the table, like teens everywhere around the Jewish world. These are things we love to see.
We're going to have to leave it here, Abhishek, but thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for giving us insight into life in Helsinki. You've romanticized it, and I'm kind of curious to know how hard Finnish is to learn. But we also wish you...
So hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. How's your Spanish?
Much better than my Finnish.
Okay, there we go. So I look forward to actually catching up with you in maybe a couple of months, and we can do this all again, and you can talk about Madrid.
Wonderful. I would love that. Thank you so, so much. And Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you very much. That was Abhishek Ohayon, and she is the, let's get this right, the Jewish Program Director teaching Hebrew and Jewish Studies in Helsinki. She is on her way to Madrid. Thank you for joining me.